Hi, this is Tino here with Table Talks, and I've got Kalechi with me. He's going to be giving us a little rundown about what he's passionate about. Kalechi, how are you doing today?
Doing good, man. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic, man. So, Kalechi, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're into.
Well, my name is Kalechi Prince Obina Asagura. Actually, youngest of five siblings.
Big family.
Big family. Born and raised all here in Winnipeg, so... Yeah. Been here quite a while. Recent graduate from Red River College. I graduated about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm 25 now. And formerly, like, my background in education is business and men. So
I've
been working, doing a lot of like marketing and sales roles in different, primarily different software companies in the Winnipeg area. So I've worked with local startups, and now I work with an established software company. But I also have a lot of interest in creative artwork, so I've been looking at, you know, video and film and also photography as just like different ways to get stories out and also just express things that are like people find important. So I decided last year with my girlfriend Nyasha, just that like we wanted to kind of do creative projects, because she also has a background in an artist. She's fundamentally an artist, also works as a hairstylist. So just talking to her kind of got me to want to get back into creative creative work. And so I decided, you know what, I just want to like get a camera and just sort of document and just record things around my life that I find are important. And a lot of things that I find important, especially in the last few years, have revolved around you know, racial issues and stuff happening in the Black community. And there's been a lot of positive growth that's been happening and like movements happening from you know, Black Space, founded from my friend Alexa, and groups and initiatives like QPOC Winnipeg, founded by my sister Uzoma. And, you know, just seeing all these great things happening, I felt like, you know, there's got to be some sort of way to document this story out, right?
Yeah.
Also just something that's creative as well for myself to kind of just express that way of thinking. So talking with her, we decided, you know what, we should create something that's, you know, Afrocentric and just focus on Black identity. We created Aze Studio as that platform and just kind of got all of our friends together just to kind of contribute different things, you know, people with podcasts, people with artwork they want to show,
radio shows.
So that brings me here to, you know, just connect with Tino and you know, just have people be aware of all the different stuff that Black people and people of color are doing in the city. You know, when we when Black Space held a Ledge event last summer, there's a lot of, you know, kind of remarks about people not really knowing that there's a Black community in the city. Like, oh, like, you know, like, I didn't really know, like, I think one comment was like, oh, like, I didn't know there was, like, all seven Black people in Winnipeg were going to get together. And it's just the fact that, like, we're just...
All seven of us.
Right? So it's just, like, it's just remarks like that that goes to show, like, how we're just not seen as visible here.
Yeah.
But, like, me just having so many family and friends in the community, it's, like, I felt like it was so important for people to actually see what is actively going on, and also for the, those people that are taking the initiative to get recognition and get their platforms out there. So that's just what I've been working on, and so it's led to us doing our first event this February, Black History Month.
Awesome. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it's called BLT Winnipeg.
Okay.
BLT is standing for Black Leaders of Tomorrow.
Awesome.
And it's just a sort of a dynamic event that showcases the young Black leaders that we have in the Winnipeg area, kind of taking a new concept on Black history, where a lot of events kind of showcase and focus on former leaders and just, you know, influential people from like our past that have done great things. And there's not a lot of attention on like, well, what about the people in the present right now that are doing amazing things and are going to help to move
those forward. You only get recognized when you die.
Right? So it's like, it's always people that are like recognized in textbooks, like, you know, after the fact, right? And even those that were, you know, hated and just like, you know, faced so much resistance. After they're gone, it's like, oh, they were a hero. They were so great.
Great guy.
Like, absolutely. Like, we even saw that with, like, more recently with Muhammad Ali. Like,
oh, exactly.
You know, all the press is, like, praising about him, even though when he was around and when he was in the ring.
Yeah, everyone was on his case.
Yeah, everyone was on his case, right?
Yeah.
It's just, like, it's that same sort of, cycle of, like, being given a platform, you know, after you're no longer seen.
Exactly. When you can't even enjoy it anymore, right?
Exactly. And you're not even like really like there to like keep moving it forward. So events like this, we want to create and create more often, as you know, it kind of the momentum comes, that we can all come together and like support one another and also help to get more eyes on what we're doing, because we feel like there's a lot of people, once they sort of see groups like Blackspace, or once they know about events like QPOC, that you know, support particular groups and communities, then they're more willing to come out and, you know, support those groups if they feel like that's something that they connect with, or that's something that reflects them. So
yeah, kind of really support something you don't know exists, right?
Absolutely. And so it's great to just be connected with such amazing, influential people, and also just the idea of challenging a lot of those stereotypes that are associated with Blacks. So like what I talked about once at a kind of a group meeting last fall or last summer, is how in traditional media there's like very few notions of what Black is. There's really usually like the same like four or five types of Black people, quote unquote, that get seen on the same sitcoms and on the same TV shows and on sports channels and stuff like that. And it kind of reinforces this notion of like, to be Black is to be like one of like four or five different kinds of people.
Like, you want
to
be Black, pick. You've got four options, pick.
Basically. And like whenever you introduce yourself as, and there's parts of you that are outside of that, you know, you almost get discounted as being like not Black enough, or like I'm more Black than you. Like these like weird notions.
People are like, you're the most white Black person I know.
Absolutely.
And you're like, this is the thing I do.
Yeah. And you're like, what does that even mean? Like, like when you actually like ask people like finally, like what do you mean by that? They don't really know. It's just like this notion that they have because they're so embedded in that thinking. And we just wanted to show, look, like Black is all aspects of life and all different cultures, all different languages. You know, you can be, you know, Black and a librarian. You can be Black and you can be a DJ. You can be Black and be, you know, like a carpenter. Like, there's so many amazing people we have working in so many different industries who are Black, who celebrate it in different ways. And they're still part of the community, and we're still connected through connected experiences.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's almost like, if you're Black and you're not an entertainer, we're not too sure what you do. You know what I mean? And I think it's a great thing that you're doing with getting that awareness out there, right? And you're hosting an event for Black History Month, you said. Yes. So, like, what you said you are focusing on Black leaders of today, right?
Yes, Black leaders of today, becoming part of history tomorrow.
Oh, of course. Ooh, that sounds cool. That's catchy. That's really catchy. So tell us a little bit about that event. Like, do you have an idea about what's the central theme that the Black leaders are going to be? Is it just like any Black leader in any environment?
So we've kind of worked internally with our network, just sort of knowing closely a lot of people that have done great things in the last few years. Like we mentioned with Alexis on Black Space. We also have another friend, Adeline Bird, who's creator of Soul Unexpected. She does podcasts and a lot of great content around just soulfulness and just being in touch with yourself. And also she has a lot of great content for women of color. She recently released a book last year that showcased at Grant Park. It sold out.
Dude, it was crazy.
Yeah, it was a really great turnout, and just a lot of positive content and what she provides for the community. And so people like that are who we're going to be interviewing. And also throughout the event, there's going to be periodically like just different forms of Afrocentric artwork. So we have artists that are going to be showcasing their art, but also people are going to be performing, you know, spoken word and acoustics and just different types of music as well. So we want to basically centralize an event around Black leaders, and also what we contribute in our community in this city. So basically every single aspect of the event is going to be contributed or sponsored by a person of color.
Okay.
So all the entertainment is by people of color. All of the art is Afrocentric art by people of color. All of the sponsored brands are brands owned by people of color.
Yeah.
So when you come to the event, we're going to have a banner sort of as the backdrop. And then on the backdrop are all the logos. And you know all of those logos are brands owned by people of color in Winnipeg.
Okay.
So it kind of helps sort of break a notion of like when you watch like the Jets play, or when you go to like a music festival or something, you usually see the same like MTS Center, TD Bank, you know, like all those same logos that are very much centralized in major events in the city. So it kind of just reinforces where we're investing our money in terms of identity wise, like who's getting the most recognition. And so we want to take that same approach, but then do it with within our own communities.
Exactly.
Bringing our resources together and saying, you know, like we can do this, these types of things too.
Mm-hmm.
And we can also do them in a way that celebrates who we are and what's authentic to us, as opposed to wanting to sort of shift and maybe make it a little bit so it's like we can, I guess, maybe like appease other people in other ways, because we tend to do that a lot in just like day-to-day life. And so we want just one night that's like, this is who we are, this is what we celebrate, this is what's important to us, and we're here to support one another. And I think that's just kind
that's
of
pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you mentioned a lot about the importance of documenting and the creative outlet that is Easy Studio.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell us a little bit more about why you find it so crucial for creatives to be documenting and to be writing, taking pictures, putting in record what's going on in the Black community?
I think it's just important to whatever is important to you, I think it's important for you to put your energy into that, whatever form that takes. If it's writing, then just writing journals and submitting blogs, or if it's, you know, networking and creating sort of a interconnection of businesses, you can do that. I think it's just important from a creative perspective to have something to allow yourself to regularly express the way you see the world and just share something that you feel like is valuable and can connect with other people as just a form of, like, really just like a form of therapy. Because especially in the Winnipeg, in the way Winnipeg is set up, there isn't really a centralized location in Winnipeg where Black people can kind of come together and connect. And there's not really like any sort of like Black
space.
Like, space. Like, really, like Black space.
Yeah, there's no Black space.
Like, let's create it. And that becomes a challenge because, you know, with a lot of events and things that we want to have done, we always have to go to or lease other spaces owned by other communities.
Yeah.
So as much progress can be made, it's also important that, you know, just having a process where you can creatively get your work out there just to get more attention. Maybe there's other people in the community that feel the same way. And over time, you get enough people in where we're all able to connect and share resources and just kind of make the ball roll a little bit faster. But also just to reflect sort of like what's going on internally as well. Just like how you feel going through life. And then just having the ability to put that out there, especially now with social media, just
being
able to like share that and like have in real time, like, people be able to connect and like, and just sort of be like, you know what, like I feel this, or like that's like that show something that I'm going through, can be really therapeutic. And so I think whatever form that takes, I think you should just start. If you've been thinking about writing and maybe it's like starting a book, I think you should just get started with, you know, a few pages each and every day. With photography, I really just went one day, got a camera and just started shooting. Went on YouTube. I mean, everything you want to learn about lenses and composition, like all that's online now. So, creatively, I think it's just really great to not just not be afraid anymore and just, whatever form that takes, you know, you might not be great at it at first and feel a little bit discouraged, but just understanding that there's that process of, like, you know, everyone that you see online that, you know, you're inspired by their work, they started where you were too. So
it's we really weren't great. Always famous.
Absolutely. And so you have that to look forward to.
that's pretty cool, man. And I just wanted to say, like, your passion about being Black and the Black community and documenting all that, it resonates, especially in the times that we are now with this new presidency that's just come through. And a lot of different races and a lot of different people of different ethnicities are either distraught or depressed right now, or they're just feeling kind of unsure, right? And I feel like, as a Black person myself, that I feel like Black people have been going through this phase, right? Like, a lot, I feel like Black people have been going through a lot of distraughtness, a lot of stereotyping. I mean, even before this, we had the whole Black Lives Matter thing that happened.
Right.
And I just wanted to hear, man, like, what's your take for the future of the Black community? Like, do you have any thoughts about how would a community of color grow? I know you said a lot about building spaces for us to just come together and just be Black, right?
Yeah.
Changing the conversation about what it means to be Black, right? But do you have any thoughts on either how we're going to change that conversation, or do you have any thoughts about how people of color can kind of embrace being a person of color and kind of just change, and kind of not even change, kind of create their own meaning about what it means to be of color?
Yeah, I think that's part of sort of the pushback, is that for much of the history of Black people in Western society,
mm-hmm.
we haven't had the ability to write our own histories.
Exactly.
And record, you know, basically what, not just what's been done to us, but what we've also accomplished.
Yeah.
And, you know, narrate our own stories. And so
yeah.
I think now what's great with the shift is that with the internet, there's been all these resources where people have created their own platforms, their own forums, their own content
mm-hmm.
that's, you know, shows the other side of what people of color have gone through. I think it's also the structure, at least in Canada, the structure of the demographics. A lot mm-hmm. of people of color here are first generation immigrants
yeah.
or, you know, immigrants, international students. And so they don't really identify with the notion of Black the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Even myself, I've been told, like, before, you know, like, you're very pro-Black, but mm-hmm. I actually see myself originally being very much proud Nigerian,
because mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I grew up in a Nigerian household, and
yeah.
so the notion of Black didn't really come to me until much later on,
uh-huh,
a few
uh-huh.
years later. I went to Nigerian community events, mm-hmm. you know, very much was connected with other Nigerian families,
yeah.
and so that's where primarily my identity lies,
uh-huh.
and I think in a lot of ways, within the community, I have a lot of forms of privilege, just
uh-huh.
one being, you know, straight male, and
yeah.
also the aspect of the fact that I was fortunate enough to grow up in a two-parent household that
yeah.
where they instilled in us an identity
yeah.
to where we come from and who we are as a people.
Exactly.
As I've gotten older, I've realized a lot of
people
don't really have that.
Yeah, that's
or,
true.
Yeah, or they don't grow up here knowing the history, and so they don't really feel connected to
yeah.
that aspect of it, right?
Yeah.
Like, why do I need to learn about Black History Month if,
yeah.
you know, my history is
yeah.
another
yeah.
continent?
Yeah.
But it's all interconnected with us because things like white supremacy and racism
mm-hmm.
are interconnected on an international level.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not just something that's isolated to the United States or the Donald Trump election.
Yeah.
It's something that is, I mean, that's a symptom of a bigger issue that's
yeah,
global.
Yeah, it's a symptom of a disease.
Absolutely. And
yeah.
so I think it's important to, with one of the things we want to accomplish with AZ Studio is take control of how we're defined.
Mm-hmm.
And so this notion of Black is something that I feel like it should be embraced and said unapologetically within our communities, because for so long it's been something that's been had a negative connotation because
mm-hmm.
we haven't been allowed to define it for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is kind of a movement to just showcase that Black is something that is a constant regardless of what it is that we do
mm-hmm.
on a one-to-one level. You know, we may have someone who works in microbiological studies.
Yeah.
They're still Black. You know? Like, you have somebody who is you know, just like very like niche markets or just
yeah.
like things you wouldn't really traditionally associate with Black.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't start and stop your racial identity. You know,
yeah.
like the thing that people don't understand is like they always say like, well, why do we have to bring up conversations about race? It's because like, well, it's always put in our faces every
yeah.
single day. So that's
yeah.
why we want to have a conversation about it. It's like we just go about our day to days just
yeah.
doing whatever. And we're reminded of it. On a consistently. So
yeah.
that's where the need to have a conversation
comes this is
from.
How it feels.
Yeah,
yeah.
That this is what we're going through. This is what we're dealing with. And so, it's a challenge to know exactly what to do next. And, you
mm-hmm.
know, with all of the things that are going on, I think a lot of people are scared. I think a lot of people are nervous
mm-hmm.
as, like, to just see in 2016 all of the craziness that's happened. It can seem like you don't know what to do, you don't know
yeah.
what's going to happen next. But I think understanding that now more than ever, we have great people in this community that are skilled, that are knowledgeable, that can contribute great things. It's a matter of really just us kind of interconnecting and just being there for one another,
mm-hmm.
supporting one another, starting initiatives and continuing them going forward, as opposed to, you know, waiting for outside support to happen. We
mm-hmm.
just have started doing it for ourselves, and
yep.
we're starting to bear some of the fruits of that. There's still a long way to go, but It's really exciting for, at least for myself, to know that I can witness the beginning aspects of it in this city. Mm-hmm. And just with, like I said, with AZ Studio documenting it,
yeah,
to just look back 10 years later and just say like, whoa, like that's where we started and like here we are now. Is a really big deal. So
great, man. Kaleji, thank you for joining me tonight on Table
Talks. Thanks for having me, man. Hey, I hope you can come to the event, by the way.
Yeah, like, definitely. I'm a poet. Poets like going to everything.
Absolutely, right?
So. We love showing up to things. Okay? We just love it. Yeah, so before we go, Easy. Kaleji, give us some links to where we can get some information on AZ Studios. Do you have Instagram, Facebook?
Yeah, so Nyasha, my girlfriend, and I, we founded AZ Studio. You can see all of our content on our website, ezestudio.com.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, any events that we're working on, anybody that we're working with, mm-hmm. Is on there. You can go all the way to the bottom. Our social media links are down there as well. Mm-hmm. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that jazz. So, like I said before, ezestudio.com has basically all of our content there.
Great. Well, have a good day, man. Thanks for joining me on Table Talks. It's been a brilliant chat.
Awesome, man.
Awesome.
Good to have you.